First off today, we continue our interview with Dean Dick, Farm Business Management Specialist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, on cropland rental arrangements. He outlines a couple of options for landowners and tenants to consider.
Right now in Alberta, cash rent and crop share are the two predominant land rental arrangements. So cash rental, that one is the more prevalent one because it's simple. The rent's fixed and the landowner doesn't have to make any operating or marketing decisions. So a useful method for determining a cash rent is take a look at the yield and then estimate a rental rate that would be received from, let's say, a typical 75-25 crop share lease. That's what we use when people phone into the Ag Info Center and ask for some rental rates. We ask them what the yields are, we estimate a few prices, and then what we do is take a little bit of a discount for variability in weather and yields and prices, and that discounts 25%. It's a relatively good way of actually doing it. We take a look at all the crops that potentially could be grown over a rotation, and then we take an average. So it'll give you a reasonable rate for the area. On the crop share, this is not as prevalent, and it's probably likely that landowners don't want to take the risk of price and yield because they're not comfortable with the variability. If they do go into it, typically the leases are 75% for the tenant, 25% for the landlord. If there's no sharing of inputs, if inputs are shared, then the lease will shift to typically 66% to the tenant, 33% to the landlord.
And given all of this, Dean, what do you recommend then as both tenants and landlords prepare to do this?
Well, the general rule that I use is calculate first, then negotiate. So tenants should know their cost of production, calculate a potential profit before establishing a price. And, you know, while money plays a role, other factors come into negotiations: land quality, location, compatibility, communications, honesty, and yes, what other people are paying in the area. If you're a landlord, then ask around a little bit about what rental rates are going for in the area and trying to get a feel for the market. You know, you can phone us at the Ag Info Center to try and determine what an equitable rate is, and that way you're a little bit informed when it goes into the negotiation. So this is a negotiation. That's exactly what it is. So if everybody knows what they want to pay, then you'll come up with a fair rate. And then the last thing is, if you've agreed on prices and terms, the most important thing you can do is put it in writing. And this single thing would eliminate the majority of disagreements that can occur with land rental arrangements.
For more information, call the Ag Info Center at 310-3276.